Unknown.
What's up, y'all? Are you ready to have a guess? Well, you're in luck. It's time for the Unknown Podcast.
Hello. Welcome to episode 11 of the Unknown Podcast. Woo! I am your host, Scott. Joined this week again is my homies. Got Smoothie.
What's up?
And we got Brandon and his face right here. We can only hear him if you're watching.
What's up? Yeah, my video doesn't work. Sorry.
That's all right. We forgive you, but you when we were live the first time, you were buying a webcam. Did you finish that?
No, have not completed that transaction, but all right. It'll be here by the time we do next week.
All right.
I promise.
All right. So we got to start it off. You guys got your fireball.
Fireball.
I got
I've also got a shot.
Ooh. Scott's
stepping up. It's not fireball. It's
Scott the Thought with the shot.
Scott, wow. Damn, I did not expect that. No, it's I can't remember the name of it, but it's a cinnamon gin.
That's enough.
So,
all right, so we've got cinnamon
shit. Yeah, so.
And damn it, my shot glass is a DOS boot and you can't see it.
Well,
we were talking about DOS boot like last week.
I misinterpreted Smoothie's.
You should glass. You should real quick take a picture of that and tweet it out. There you go.
Right. We'll do.
So we have proof.
Right.
Oh
yeah.
But let's
smells super cinnamony.
Let's shoot this stuff up here.
Let's do this.
Wow, that was more than a shot. Well.
I hope you enjoyed.
I apologize to the listeners.
I always do.
Spiking the audio there.
Ooh, that was a little spicy. That's a spicy meatball. All right, so what are we all drinking this week?
Oh, Jesus. My boss says that spicy meatball thing at least 20 times a fucking week. And I want to kill him every time he says that.
Oh, shit. I just got on your hit list. So, Brandon, we can't see what you're drinking, but tell us.
Right.
Describe it to us.
I have what is probably the coolest looking can I've had since we've started fucking doing this. Well,
put it up to the camera.
There it is.
While you're tweeting your picture of the DOS boot, you might as well tweet a picture of that as well.
All right. I already tweeted the one. Damn, this is going to have to suck to have to live tweet all night long.
Live tweeting the podcast while you're talking the podcast.
Yeah. So anyway, it's from Taft's Brewing Company, which is also Cincinnati. They're like 15 minutes away from here and over the Rhine. It's called Skronk Juice, and it has just the coolest looking shiny can logo you've ever seen. It's an India Session Ale, and it is 4.9% alcohol volume.
Nice.
Never had it before.
All right, cracked it open. We can hear that.
There's that. So I really do have a beer.
Awesome. Now take a sip. Now make sure we can hear you slurping it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's drinking it. And what's the verdict?
It's another just basic IPA.
Yeah, that's an ale. That's a hobby ale for you.
That's the one.
All right.
This place is cool, though. It's a church-turned brewery. It's pretty awesome.
Nice.
Cool. That's awesome. Yeah. Where is that from?
Cincinnati.
Oh, it's from Cincy. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah. I always try to stick local.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, me too. Smoothie, what do you got?
I got the Voodoo Ranger IPA, the original one from the other week.
Yes.
But I have a special Simpsons mug to put it on to celebrate, man.
Did you get that at the thrift shop? That looks old.
No, I've had it. It's been in my freezer. It just chills in my freezer.
Sweet.
Though it's been sitting there so long, I actually washed it, so it's not completely frosty mug. But this is the Voodoo Ranger IPA, and it's this one's the 7% alcohol.
Oh, yeah, boy.
So
Smoothie, stay away from Nintendo.
I'll stay away from Nintendo, but I'll also try and stay awake because I spent a majority of this beautiful warm day outside doing the garden and stuff. That's why the green screen's not up like I intended to do.
It's fine. No, we'll get to it then. What I'm drinking is it's Upstate Brewing Company. It's some New York brewing company. It's a brown ale. It's called Brunch. It's brown ale with coffee. It's not great. It basically tastes like a brown ale with, you know, those flavor shots for coffee.
Yeah,
that's what it tastes like. It tastes like syrup almost. It's kind of gross.
But let me see the can. Let me see the can of it.
It's not anything fancy.
Okay. My buddy Lee, who is like the biggest craft beer fanatic I know, he's talked about one called Brunch. So I wonder if it's that one.
Could be. This is from Elmira, New York, which is like, it's like middle of fucking nowhere.
Gotcha.
It's not great, but it's not bad. It'll do.
It'll do.
And it sounds. It
hey,
sounds.
At least I like that you had a shot this week. That was.
I did.
Welcome
I did.
To the club.
Stepping up the game for the awesome. For the Simpsons Mind. Spectacular.
It wasn't. But it's. Oh, I remember what it's called now. It's called the Devil's Bathtub Gin.
Nice.
I don't know. I think it's also local as well. So. Sweet.
We have two viewers. Hello to
we have two viewers.
We have two viewers out there. Hey,
one of them you, Smitty?
I don't think so. Trying to see here who it possibly could be. That's awesome, though.
Probably Aaron is one of them, I think. So I think
he'd be Lee. Yeah. He watches us a lot.
Sweet-ish.
See, this is what we got to get better. We got to figure out how. Like, I still have yet to figure out how to view the chat. You should be able to view it from...
To do the chat,
you have to open up.
You have to go to like the actual YouTube. Page like on your browser.
Oh, that's a dual screen. It Smitty, get another monitor.
You have to have the streaming screen, but you also have to have.
I do, but I don't want to risk the chance of the outtakes we have earlier this episode.
I almost just started one there.
So yeah, it is
Aaron. Aaron, I went through all that to figure out who it was. It was Aaron, so we figured that out.
Thank God.
It's just Aaron.
Get the sweat off my brow because I was freaking out who was there.
And Aloy Speed.
Who is watching us? What the
Aloy
fuck?
Aloy Speed.
The government.
Welcome to you too, Mr. Sir and Aloy Speed. Welcome, and thank you for tuning
Aloy
in.
Aloy Speed?
Yeah, that's the gentleman in... Gentle person. Well, anyway, welcome. Well, it feels
hello,
nice.
Hello, Aloy Speed. That's what you were just
hello,
talking.
Gentle
about.
Person.
it's nice. We're glad. We are glad you're here. So,
yeah, you know, totally.
We are.
Thank you. Tell your friends, Aloy Speed.
Tell Aloy Speed Jr.
If you have a child.
Yeah. If not.
If not, have one so you can tell them.
Yeah, obviously.
And we do apologize for our limited technical, well, I do, limited technical capabilities at the moment, so we can't actually see what's going on. I mean, we can, but whatever. So it's our 11th episode here. 11. Two in a row. This is two in a row, which is pretty
impressive.
First
time we did that in a while.
Yeah. And we've, you know, been talking about this for some time, The Simpsons Spectacular. That's what this night's, for the most part, going to be all about. I mean, this dates back to, I think we mentioned this in, like, one of the first couple episodes. We said we got to do a Simpsons episode, and here we are. Finally.
I think it was the nostalgia one. We were talking about The Simpsons. We mentioned that was one of the things that we still watch or are still part of us, and...
All right.
We basically said we could make a whole episode out of it, and then we decided, well, let's fucking do it. So here we are.
All right. Yeah. Okay. So it was earlier than this episode that we talked about it, and here.
Well, I would hope so. Yeah.
Here it is. but before we dig into that heart of the matter, the beef of the episode, if you will, the guts. Well, I don't know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. So are we gonna go?
I was gonna.
Let's just do like what's been what you've been doing this week. Is that what you're getting at?
Well, yes. And around, we were going to talk about the two albums, something that you've done for the first time in forever. Yeah. You took a listen to a couple Psychopathic Records releases. And what two were they, sir?
It was Ouija that just came out. I can't even say it without laughing. Ouija. What is it? Gutter Water?
It's Ouija Mac. And Gutter Water is the album name
that came out on Friday. And then you mentioned when we were talking in the chat about it to check out the Light album. So I tried his album as well.
So what did you think? Inquiring minds want to know here.
They aren't good.
Really?
I did not like either. I liked Light's album way less than Ouija's, and that's surprising because within like three songs of listening to Ouija, I was like, I don't know. But Light's album, in my opinion, was fucking garbage.
Really?
Yes. Yes, he's got some skill, I'll give him that, but his songs are not good.
Well, see, one of the things I was wondering why they did this. I mean, I know there's always some hype back in the day with Blaze, you know, before he really got put on, he had to do a little EP, which was, you know, pretty solid all around, but they, you know, only gave him an EP, but they pushed Ouija Mac right out the door with a full, you know, LP.
Full album. Yeah. I can guarantee you the reason why.
It's different, though, so what difference does it make? That shouldn't be something that somebody should be upset about.
I'll tell you why Ouija Mac probably did, because it could sort of translate into current music trends a little bit. It's got that kind
of shit about EPs anymore, first of all.
Yeah, it's got that trappy vibe to it. There was one song that could easily be on the radio simply because it's got that same kind of beat that you hear on the radio on top of it's got auto-tune throughout the entire fucking thing.
Yeah,
there's at least one song that he does that. And honestly, some of his songs, the way he's rapping on top of some of the subject matter on top of the beats, could easily, if he was just mumbling with some auto tune, it wouldn't be a whole lot different than what you hear.
And I can second that. I listened to the album twice, but that was one of the first things I thought. I liked the album. I didn't really have any problem with it, but it did have that.
What'd you think of the ICP feature?
That was terrible.
That was fucking awful. They made him look good, and I'm not gonna say he's a terrible rapper, but he's just not for me.
Here's my theory on that. I gotta at least throw in on that, because as soon as you said he made them look good, that made my mind go to wrestling, in which ICP are humongous wrestling fans. And as wrestling works, it is the old person's job to always make the young person look good. That's how the business works. So I think maybe they do translate that into their music. Maybe ICP looks at it that way, and like they scale back to try to make this guy look better because they want him to sell records.
I don't know about that, because I always feel like they have their own style, and it just didn't mix well with that style, for one. Two, everything they were doing was just terrible.
But I don't think I'm
playing devil's advocate there, maybe.
Yeah. No. I feel like they were always strong features back when they used to have on the older Psychopathic albums. They were, whenever they were featured on someone else's shit, they were always relatively strong.
Yeah, for sure.
But I don't.
So this time, both albums. Sorry, Smoothie.
That's all right.
Didn't mean to interrupt you. But on Light's album too, the song with ICP is terrible. The worst song on that album. It is, and I didn't like it front to back. I listened to both of them front to back, shockingly. But Light's album, I hated from front to back. But that song, in particular, was the worst.
I never liked that song from the beginning. To me, those kind of songs are, I don't really care for them. Like, it's about a strip club and...
Yeah, doing drugs at a strip club. It was in Flint Town. It's like, yeah, cool, yeah, dude.
Like,
you guys are what, crazy. Almost 50? Come on.
Like, I mean, could
granted,
do...
they're still painting up their faces, so...
But, I mean...
That's their shtick, but...
And that's all, Jesus. Like, all artists. I mean, I guess I've could say I've matured in that way. I can do without those songs. Like when I hear those songs, yeah. I was like, they don't take much. You know what I'm saying?
It was effortless. You could tell from and even the beat was effortless. It was just not good.
But that, I mean, that was like the weaker song on there. And I've thoroughly enjoyed him, and I look forward to a full LP from him. My favorite song on that is, what is it? Shut Him Down.
I don't remember the names of the songs. There's the second full song on there, because there's a lame intro to both of them. They got to give you some ridiculous backstory, because that's the psychopathic way Ouija and Light did.
Well, no, Light was...
I can't remember what the intro was. It was some random intro.
No, Light had... He had a... It was a, like a verse or whatever it was. Okay. But what they did with that album is they pulled typical ICP marketing, if you will. They released three versions of the EP.
I saw that.
So each intro is produced by somebody different. So Violent J actually produces one of them. DJ Clay and I forget who the other producer.
I didn't recognize the other one.
So you had that. It's the same, you know, his same beat or what, or not beat, his same like verse for the.
Yeah, intro, I guess. Yeah, there was, and different. Then there was some talking or something after that, wasn't there? I don't remember.
There might have been. And then with each album, there's a different hidden track for.
Oh,
each
okay.
album. So I mean, I picked
yeah, they're
up,
still doing the hidden track. I noticed both of them did that.
I wish they would have done the hidden track better. Like it's right at the end of the
just
song.
Just fucking put the song on as a bonus song or something. I think the bonus, the hidden track shit is stupid.
And like I said, it's just a pain because now I have to have three copies of that song.
Pirate Bay is for, man.
Yeah, I could split it up too. I mean, I have the means, but I did enjoy Light's album. That was
buy three different albums, but you'll bitch about $12 for a six pack.
It was on sale for $9.99 for all three. I wasn't going to pass up three of them for $10.
They still know how to sell physical media, though. You got to give them.
They still do it.
You got to give them. That's
them and Strange cool. Music still sell physical shit like nothing.
Yeah,
and Magic Ninja's that way too. Like they still,
yeah,
are big on the things. But I noticed a lot of them
big on the things.
Yeah, right, big on the things. Like I've noticed with Ouija Mac's album, it came out yesterday, and I don't know if the one that you could get from Psychopathic Merch, or Hatchet Gear. I'd rather call it Hatchet Gear. It sounds cool.
That's it. I saw them post something that said Psychopathic Merch. And I thought, that's not what it's always been called. And then I couldn't think of what it was before that. Hatchet Gear.
You ain't no ninja. but the when I went there to pre-order the album or whatever, had different bundles, which a lot of like Twisted does and Tech Nine does. But they didn't have a solo CD bundle. Like the lowest one you could get was with a poster, and I don't want a Ouija Mac poster.
you don't want a floating baby dick on your wall?
No.
Is that the cover of it?
It's basically the Nirvana Nevermind cover.
Oh, but... yeah, I've seen that. Okay.
But now I don't know.
And a very prominent penis, too, just so you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I remember it. So I don't know if that.
Standard episode name, very prominent penis. Sorry. Go on, Smitty.
This is supposed to be about the fucking Simpsons.
It's going to be one second.
Well, that could segue into the Simpsons too. If we start off with the movie.
That's true. It can get there, and we're going to get there in one second. I just wanted to close out.
We
got to
keep going because we got to have the Juggalo talk. And I actually listened to two albums.
I can't
believe I did that too. I listened to two front to back, and I'm not very good at listening for the first time. Albums front to back. I'm very bad at it.
That's all I do. I just put them on, and except for the Tool albums, but I'll get to them eventually.
Yeah, that was also supposed to be this week, but yeah.
They physically made it to my computer,
And well, that's good. That's all that matters. One step ahead from a month and a half ago.
On your computer.
2 months ago, whatever it was.
So yeah, anyway, so you didn't... So you listened to two albums. I didn't like either of them, but you preferred...
They're not really my style of rap anyway, too much. I mean, Light's got... He's got skill, but I didn't like his songs. He could probably be good as a feature. And he... I thought he was a pretty strong feature on... Ouija's album, but
yeah, that was one of my favorites.
I did not like his album. I thought his production sucked. I thought his hooks were terrible. I don't know.
Okay, fair enough.
Wasn't my shit. I'm not quite a juggalo anymore.
So there you have it. Scott is not a juggalo.
I think I've made that pretty clear, but
and it wasn't his shit.
Well, we can't be friends
anymore.
Not my
shit. Sorry.
I still love you.
I can still whoop whoop, but.
You can whoop whoop with the best one. It's all right. It's all about the Jugga piece. Keeping the Jugga piece.
Yeah, we're keeping the Jugga piece. Juggalos, if you're watching, still love you. It's not your music.
Especially the Juggalo Yacht Club.
Yeah, especially the Yacht Club. Can I join that?
Our goal in life is to join the Juggalo Yacht Club gang. At least mine is.
Can I wear like those boat shorts? Or is that, or do they still have to be like Jenko shorts or some shit with, or trip shorts with like the straps and the chains and shit? Do Juggalos still wear that?
It's weird how many times Jenko is mentioned on this show.
True. They went out of business, didn't they? Didn't they?
And then they came back recently too.
Yeah, but I thought they went out of business again.
I think they did, yeah.
I thought that ended again.
Yeah, you're right.
Which is unfortunate. They thought they were going to have a revival because, you know, a lot of trends come back, but apparently the giant parachute pants, not that. Shockingly.
Yeah.
No one wants their jeans to be twice the size of their legs.
No.
Or more than twice the size. More than. And also just get ruined really easily. Apparently people don't like that.
Oh.
I don't understand it.
Those things were ridiculous.
They were easily destroyed.
Did you have them? Did you wear them?
Fuck yeah, I did for like a couple of years.
Yeah. Smoothie?
I never wore the Jenko.
I think it was past your time.
Yeah.
Sorry, the old man.
The big thing.
My best friend did, but I'm not. Well, one of my best friends during that time did, but I did not.
I had a sweet pair of purple jorts, if that's any consolation.
Jesus. You're like the Hulk?
Looking back, pretty much you could say that's true. I'm from the time of, I don't know if you've ever heard of it, Cross Color.
Oh yeah.
I
remember that.
They kind of like fizzled out, but it was real big for a time there. Mine weren't Cross Color, they were Kmart brand. So yeah.
Fuck yeah.
But they were purple and they were
ballin'.
Freaking sweet.
All right.
I remember Cross Color. Cross Color with your kangaroos.
Oh.
Cross Color underoos? Did you say that?
No, with your kangaroos, your shoes.
Oh, yeah, you had the kangaroos.
I should bring them back, Cross Colors. And why?
I'm sure they'll come back. 90s trends are coming back.
Yeah, they are.
So you're going to be cool again, Smoothie.
Yes. Yes.
Soon you will be cool.
One day.
Yeah. So what else happened this week? Anything cool?
Nothing other than that. It was just a quiet week.
You watch anything, listen to anything, play anything? What's going on?
Did I do anything this week aside from work? I listened to a new Ouija Mac. Been listening to a bunch of podcasts. Did I watch anything?
Yeah. Sweet.
Oh, I watched Mother last night. That movie I kind of watched it. I fell asleep during parts of it.
Oh, with Jennifer Lawrence?
Yeah, that was bizarre.
What did you think of that?
I liked it, but it was bizarre. My wife was like,
Did you rent it somewhere or is it on something?
Yeah, I rented it from Redbox.
Oh, okay.
It was different. It was out there.
I kind of want to watch that because I've heard it's good and then it's not. People tend to like hate the ending from what I hear. So I kind of want to check it out.
Well, I won't spoil that one for you. So you can check that out.
Did you watch the whole thing or did you fall asleep?
I did fall asleep at bits and pieces of it. I saw the ending and I dozed off in the middle there, kind of. It was late. It was like 10 o'clock last night. And
yeah,
but what I saw in leading up to it and just hearing my wife saying, "What, this is weird. This is, I don't understand." And
yeah,
it was one of those, you really have to think. It's a thinker type movie, like trying to figure out the meaning. And I just
took so you guys fill me in on this, because I suck. I still haven't really hardly checked out Kyle's new show. So what was it? We were talking in the chat about how they like recommend something to each other for next week. And then we were talking about like stealing that idea from them. So what do they do? Like, what kind of things do they do?
Video they kind of tell each other what to watch and or play or whatever for the, and then and half the time they do, but okay. it's just kind of like a discussion, like a short discussion for the following week. Mm. If the other one takes their recommendation and actually does it.
Gotcha.
So that I watched them have or listened to them have. So we can steal that if you want to do that. We can kind of end the show with that every week if you want.
Yeah, I like that.
Or have it whenever we have the idea.
I mean, we do kind of do that already. I mean,
for sure.
Yeah, you're supposed to listen to Tool. That didn't happen.
Right.
So
I was supposed to listen to Ouija Mac, and I did not.
Our problem is the follow through. We don't follow through.
That's the name of for all God of our episodes. The problem is the follow through.
That's for sure. That's all right.
That should be the Howdying slogan instead of fucking beer chugging.
Oh, real quick, I did also watch for the first time in its entirety, Pineapple Express.
Oh, that's a great movie.
I enjoyed it. I did enjoy it. Yeah. I don't know why.
Good movie.
I think the first time, I probably did fall asleep when I was trying to watch it, but I don't know why I couldn't get into it. I think I tried to watch it when it first had come out.
You didn't steal all your buddy's weed, smoke it, and then watch it?
Didn't do that. Should have, but I didn't. But no, I enjoyed it.
Probably the best way to do it.
It was funny. And what got me wanting to watch that was earlier when we were talking about the Room and the escape artist, because I'd seen...
Disaster Artist?
Yes, the Disaster Artist. But I had watched a trailer for... Finally, The Room, and then when
the trailer is not going to do it, you have to watch the movie.
Oh, I want to watch the movie. It's a matter of finding.
Are we talking about that one that like Kyle's big into?
I believe so.
Yeah, we
have you not seen that smoothie?
No, I have not. And
the one that's like got the really like weird like underground following.
Yes, because it's so horrible. And
yes,
I watched...
all right. So Scott, you've seen that?
Yes, multiple times.
But all right, so let's make that like our official. Check it out this week. For next week.
Okay.
We're stealing this from Kyle in the first place, and he's the one that I know. He's the reason why I know about the movie, but I've also never watched it, and I've been wanting to.
I'll have to get Kyle's Plex to...
Yes, it is on there.
To get that, just to watch it. But I had watched the trailer for it. We were talking about it. I watched the trailer for it, and I watched the trailer for The Disaster Artist, and...
Disaster Artist is a pretty good movie. You should check that out too.
It was. I have it
after you watch The Room. I think
I have. Yeah, I have it. That's why I was trying to figure out if I should watch the actual Room first.
I would watch The Room first. It gives it more. You don't have to necessarily watch The Room, but I suggest that you do for sure. But will just give it more context after you've watched The Room to watch The Disaster Artist or even read the book.
There's a book for which one? The Room?
The Disaster Artist. It's about the making of The Room from one of the stars and friends of the director.
Oh, the book is actually about
The Disaster Artist. And then they made a movie out of it.
Gotcha. But even the trailer, watching the trailer for The Room and then watching The Disaster Artist trailer, it's
there's a lot of references to The Room, obviously, because they're making the movie. For a good chunk of The Disaster Artist, there's a lot of references to The Room, so it probably would help to have that context first.
We'll do. I'll have to get Kyle's Plex information. Check that out this week.
Yeah.
I'll watch it this week too.
All right.
3-day weekend. You guys got 3-day weekend going on?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Hell yeah. That's good stuff.
It is. Thank God.
Yes.
Needed it. So one other thing I did this week is I went to see Primus and Mastodon and All Them Witches on Wednesday.
So your all review of that show?
It was okay. Okay. It wasn't one of my favorite concerts, to be honest. All Them Witches, they weren't bad, but they started out with like the lowest energy. It was like a 5 to 10 minute slow intro song.
Yeah, that's kind of how they do. Yeah,
it was like, all right, dudes, you kind of got to get the energy going up here.
Yeah,
and then once they kicked it in, they were good. But Mastodon played way too much new shit.
Yeah.
And their new shit, I'm sorry, I'm not into it that much. Oh, it's boring.
It's fucking terrible. It's so terrible.
It's not, I mean, I'm not going to call it bad because it's talented. It's but
just generic. You're right. I mean, yes, there's still like cool guitar solos and shit, but I don't know. Like, I can't get into it at all.
So I saw all that and I was like, all right, cool. I was not paying a whole lot of attention, just drinking some beer. Primus came out and they started out pretty strong. They played some good ones. They played Too Many Puppies. They started out with Too Many Puppies and when it was Big Brown Beaver. Mm-hmm. And then they just kind of dove into playing their entire new album, and it does not translate into a good concert experience unless you want to just listen to them jam basically and him kind of. Really?
They do that like extended jam a lot. I mean, I haven't seen them. I know that they do that.
Yeah. Oh, it just got to be so fucking. It got to be like, I don't care about this. I just want to hear the good Primus songs that actually have some energy to it.
Yeah.
Like I can appreciate it. It's more of like, that's more of something you listen to.
Yeah.
As opposed to experience.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have been cool if they just played their whole, did you know they had a Willy Wonka
album? I really wish I would have seen them on that tour. Because
that would have been fantastic.
Because everything that you're saying is like one of the reasons why I've kind of been apprehensive to go see Primus recently. Because I wish I would have saw them back in the day, but I didn't.
Yeah.
And I know what their shows are like now, so, and I know they're exactly what you're saying they are.
No one's there for the new shit, I'm sorry.
And
that's every
but the Willy Wonka thing was such a cool like stage show like spectacular kind of thing that but it came to town and it was like $90 for tickets I didn't go. It was a super expensive tour.
Well, it's probably because of the set, I would assume. Yes, was exactly. A good chunk of it. Yeah. But
and there's a fantastic video of it on YouTube. There's like the full show pro shot on there. Yeah. It's awesome. I just watched it the other day. It was not the whole thing, but
so you've listened to it then? The album?
Yeah, the album I've listened to quite a few times,
It's pretty good. I didn't expect
I love
that
Willy Wonka.
It's really good.
Willy Wonka is one of my all-time favorite movies, and I think they were just weird enough to like make
it. It was so weird. It is so good. I love how bizarre it is.
Awesome. I mean, honestly, like that's my favorite Primus album since like the 90s, Primus.
Yeah. But to bring it back is like, for that kind of show, no one's there for... there's a lot of bands that they have to kind of know that no one's there for their new shit because they've been around long enough. They have such a following because of these old songs.
Yeah.
That, I mean, playing new songs you have to, but.
Yeah, of course. I understand you. Of course you have to play new
you
songs.
You kind of have to.
I never ever do that for fucking filling their set with new songs when it's the tour for that album. But,
but
sometimes when that album sucks, then it sucks.
You kind of have to pepper it in, though. You can't just you can't just play it. They literally played their whole new album, which is like 7 songs. So they're all like 8 minutes long.
Because I just saw, it just came up on my time hop. It was 3 years ago that I saw Mastodon. They opened for Clutch. And, and like there was a few good songs on that album, Once More Around the Sun.
Yeah, that one's not bad.
And that was a good show. Like I really enjoyed that, but. They haven't released anything good since then.
Emperor in the Sand, I haven't really listened to.
Yeah, I was really excited about that album because like they hyped it as like a dark Mastodon album, and like I'm always like excited to hear the dark of whatever band. And like, I don't see why they described it as that at all.
No. Yeah, they didn't even play like their most famous. I feel like they didn't play their most famous songs. They didn't even play like Blood and Thunder and shit like that. It's like,
really?
Come on, man.
Yeah,
just play the song.
That dude, I mean, he's one of my favorite guitarists. Like, I love
Brent
Hines. Heinz.
Yeah, we'll go with Heinz.
Heinz. I think it's Heinz. It's
ketchup.
All right, so yeah.
Cool.
The Bat's coming to town, and my buddy Taggart really wants to go to that tour because he's like, he's bigger into Primus, I think, than I am. But I think he also still just like listens to the old stuff. So I don't know.
He might be a little disappointed if he goes, but he'd still go. I mean, if he really wants to.
Yeah.
You don't really lose out by going to a concert, even if it's not the greatest.
It's always better to go to the concert than to not go to the concert.
Yeah. I mean, I did leave early, but it was because it's also, I mean, it's an hour and a half drive for me to get to that concert, and it was a work night, and I have three kids, so.
Well, I've done that too, and I've still never left early.
Yeah.
One of my favorite bands, Monolord, they just announced a tour, and I'm going to go try to see them three times. That's going to be awesome.
They'll be in Buffalo. I might have to start listening to them just so I can.
Oh, dude, go check them out. Yeah. Like, tickets are like $12. Just go. I'll buy your fucking ticket. Go see them.
Yeah, sure. Maybe I'll do that. I think they're more like a fall tour, right?
The ones in Cincinnati are, it's like August 25th or something, I think, right around in there. Gotcha. Yeah. Now, let's talk about the fucking Simpsons.
Oh yeah, we got to do that, don't we?
Yeah.
All right. So do we jump right into the Simpsons now? Do we take our break now? And
you can take our break if you want. Just to get that part over with.
I mean, I think we should start a fresh.
Yeah, it makes sense.
New
Instead
segment.
Of cutting ourselves off.
And I need a new beer. So
go get a new beer.
So
yep, new beer.
We're going to take a short intermission here and enjoy this word from our friends at Howdy Inc.
It's one of us.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy Smoothie, but of course, co-host of the Unknown Podcast, and I'm here to tell you about another exciting podcast that's coming straight from HowdyInc.com. That podcast, ladies and gentlemen, is Howdy Radio, The Next Generation. Join Captain Howdy and Lane, father and son, as they bring you news about technology, video games, wrestling, movies, TV, and much, much more. Check out HowdyInc.com for updates, news, release schedule, and all that good stuff pertaining to Howdy Radio, The Next Generation.
All right, everyone, we are back. We are refreshed, and we are ready to talk about The Simpsons. That was bad. That was bad.
I was hoping you were going to do it. I really was. Before, I was like, I hope he does it, and he did. So I'm glad that happened.
Glad you're the one who did it, not me.
There we go. I did it. So The Simpsons. We're talking about The Simpsons. We're
doing it.
We're all big fans.
Deep breath.
That's something. Yeah, compose yourself.
Here we go.
Simpsons.
So. Wow, I said that kind of loud. Kind of echoed in my ear. The this show has been on for, 30 years? Or going on 30? Is it 30 years of this year?
This year is season 29.
They'll be starting season 30 in September.
In September. But,
I mean, it did start in 2017. Or no. Or 2017. Wasn't the Christmas episode in 87 or it was 89.
Yes.
So next year will be 30 years. Like,
correct.
In actual, not season wise.
Correct.
30 years. So this show has been on 30 years, some iteration.
Show is as old as I am.
That's crazy.
And it just broke the record for the longest running scripted television show in history.
Prime time. That's prime the. Time.
Okay, yeah.
That, because otherwise it'd be fucking competing with soap operas.
Yes.
That's impossible.
Yep.
So just out of curiosity, what was, if you know this off the top of your head, what was the...
Gunsmoke.
Yeah.
Gunsmoke was the...
Yep. That was the... Did I freeze?
No.
Oh, never mind. Sorry.
Gunsmoke, that was on?
Yeah.
That
was on for like, I think that one, I don't know if that was weekly for like 20 years straight or what, but... It had 660 or 50. What was it? 655?
65, maybe? I can't remember exactly.
No, that, I think it was 635.
635. Yeah. That might be it.
Yeah, because if it was 665, then it would be fucking episode 666. That would be the. Yeah. I don't think that was it. So
no. would have remembered that.
No, that's an impressive. Yeah. I didn't even know that. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
and the episode that surpassed it, the opening of it was like a gun smoke scene, and this guy like pulled a gun out, and then it panned over, and Maggie had a gun, and she pulled it out, and she shot that guy, and then she gave her a little gun twirl thing, and that was the opening.
That's cool. Pretty awesome. I didn't even know that. So, but 30 years for The Simpsons.
Yeah, and this show is older than a whole generation of kids, which is weird. Yeah,
big time.
I still remember. So I was first, obviously, turned onto it. I watched the Tracy Ullman show.
Yeah.
And was able to catch the iterations or the version of The Simpsons that was in there. Because at that time, they weren't.
So you're an OG. Yeah. You got this before it was on.
Yeah, that's as old school as it can get.
I remember. Because I don't believe they were. I don't think they were The Simpsons when they were on the Tracy. I think they.
The Thompsons.
It was the Thompsons. I don't know if that did. I don't know if they had a last name on that. Yeah,
I don't think
they all
mentioned...
had their names. I don't know if they had a last name.
Yeah,
right. I think
I don't remember. Just... I mean, I don't know.
Are you guys drinking the same beer, real quick?
Yeah, I'm drinking the same.
Yes, I'm still finishing up my mine. Mine's a 16 ounce. I'm milking this one.
I'm switching to New Holland Brewing Mad Hatter American Indiana Pale Ale. Wow, I've had this one before.
It's a long ass name.
That's a mouthful.
I'm pretty sure I said that the last time.
All right, had to throw that in there.
There you go.
All right, I'll be switching to a Newcastle after this.
But it's not Duff beer, so.
Yeah, it's not Duff. You can't get that besides the Simpsons Land thing. Where is that? Is that Disney World?
No, it's Universal Studios Florida.
Oh, it's Universal,
yeah. I have a can. This would be a great time for my webcam to be working.
It would
be great.
I have a can that it's Duff Energy drink, though, that like you can buy at the store.
I guess you're going to have to do another tweet.
I got
to
tweet all of this stuff.
You got to tweet your whole setup there.
One of my buddies just went down to the Universal Studios Florida. And he posted like on Facebook while he was there. And like, as soon as I learned that he was there, I texted him and I was like, you have to buy me something from the Simpsons area. And he's like, all right, I'll get you something. So I haven't actually got it from him yet, but he bought me a pint glass from there that has Flaming Moes on the side of it.
So, nice.
Yeah.
I hear that shit's really, I mean, it's all expensive there, but I hear it's super expensive there.
That's exactly what I said to him too. And he said that like, it was not nearly as bad as he expected it to be. Like, he said it was like a high end bar type thing, but not as crazy as people had made it seem like.
Oh, gotcha. I mean, you go to Disney World. Yeah, exactly. Everything there is so fucking expensive. Oh, yeah.
You know that going into it.
Yeah.
So
So that's how you got started with Tracy Ullman, because you're an OG Simpsons fanatic there, Smoothie. What about that's you, awesome. Brandon? Was that the same with you? Or
no, I started with the very first episode.
Gotcha.
I remember seeing the commercials, like, promoing the new show, and thought it looked awesome. And like I distinctly remember as an 8-year-old at that point, like sitting down and putting my tape in the VCR to record the very first episode, and I watched it probably 100 times.
That's cool. Awesome.
Yeah. So since episode 1, but Smoothie beat me. I mean, like, I'm thinking like, how can you beat that?
Well, there it is, where they originated.
Sitting watching them, and then that's obviously how I transitioned to the first. You know, episode was like, that's cool. But it's interesting. So you just thought the show looked cool, and that's what drew you in.
I mean, Fox promoed the shit out of it, like, before it came out. So, like, I bought all the hype, and I was like, I have to watch that show. It looks so funny.
Well, that's why they're yellow is, I guess, to catch the eye of channel flippers.
Yeah, exactly.
At the time was to get them to stop to watch it because they're yellow skin.
See, I didn't know that. I didn't know that. Was
a little tidbit for you, Smoothie. An OG that didn't know that. Come on.
I didn't.
I legitimately cannot remember when I started it because I started. Yeah. We watched it as a family on Sunday nights.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since I can remember, so it's like such a long time ago. I can't even remember when I actually started.
Yeah. And that's cool that you watch it as a family, because like when it came out, like it was considered like edgy television.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't, they like aimed it as like not being like family entertainment, but like there's absolutely like really nothing wrong with it whatsoever.
Yeah.
It's very tame by today's standards,
especially
at least.
Their earliest seasons.
Yeah.
They didn't really push the boundaries too much, other than Homer being a drunk, abusive father.
Yeah. Other than that.
Other than choking the shit out of Bart and being a drunk. But that's about as far as it really went, besides, like, you know, I don't know.
But they did other stuff, too. That, like, yeah, but there was other stuff that they did that was, like, they've always done a lot of, like, current event type things or, like, topical type things.
Yeah.
Like, Lisa the Vegetarian, like, always comes to mind. Like, they were, like, talking about, like, vegetarian, like, before, like, that was ever, like, a cool thing to do or anything.
Yeah.
Well, it seems like everything nowadays like was predicted by The Simpsons.
Yeah, exactly.
Simpsons did it.
Yeah.
From the South Park, they referenced that Simpsons, they've been on so long that The Simpsons, you can't write an episode without referencing something that happened in The Simpsons, which is probably true at this point. Definitely true at this point.
There is not a day that goes by in my life that there's not at least one Simpsons reference made at something that is said.
Yeah.
It's amazing just how it, well, it was obviously back when it started, it was a craze, you know, a sweeping craze, if you will, but how still today, how prevalent it is, even if you don't watch the show, you're going to find something or learn something new. I was just listening to this one new podcast I started to listen to this week, and he was talking about it's a retro podcast, and he was talking about the show Dinosaurs.
Yeah.
And apparently
it was a ripoff.
That never dawned on me. at the time, of course, watching
it. The baby was basically Bart.
Yeah, and it
I loved that show, though, when it was on. I loved it.
But that did not...
It's on Hulu.
I know. I tried to watch it again, and it doesn't hold up.
I'm sure.
It doesn't... It didn't dawn on me at the time until he had mentioned it. And then apparently the Simpsons kind of mentioned it in one of the episodes.
They did.
and I just thought it was cool. But just how much stuff was influenced by the Simpsons.
Yeah. I mean, Family Guy exists. That is... straight up rip off of The Simpsons.
Yes, it is.
It's amazing. They definitely have left a lasting mark. Obviously, 30 years is just nothing to laugh at or, you know, scoff at, whatever. And I mean, here we are today, and it seems like it's still, maybe it's not as fresh as it was. I mean, I can say I haven't watched in quite a few years. Maybe here or there, I'll flip it on when I think of it on a Sunday night. Assuming it is still on Sunday nights.
Yes, it is.
That's another testament to it, though. It's one of the shows that's never changed nights. It's always been...
No, it did.
Oh, no.
Initially.
Oh, no, that's right. It was on Thursday nights.
Thursday nights.
That's right.
They weren't... The problem is they were having to compete with the Cosby Show in the beginning.
Yeah.
And the Cosby Show was kicking their ass.
Yeah. It was the point when they beat the Cosby Show, when it was like, oh, my God, like, the Simpsons are the biggest thing in the world now.
Yep.
Oh, I completely forgot that it was on Thursday. Now, did it start its run on Thursday nights, or was it Sundays?
And moved?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Thursday is when it started.
Okay. I completely forgot about that. See, you learn something new every day.
I used to watch the shit out of the DVDs with commentary, so I've got this.
Their commentaries on their DVDs were so damn good.
They're very good commentary. If there's any show that you want to watch commentary, it's The Simpsons for sure. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I don't think I have like the first five seasons and I stopped.
I recommend it.
Now they're probably cheaper. At the time they were.
Yeah. You can go to Half Price Books and get them all for pretty cheap.
So I would like to go back and fill in what I still need, which is obviously a whole heck of a lot. If I only
have added commentaries to some of the seasons on Simpsons World, but not all of them.
No, they don't. I haven't checked that out, that they have
There's a couple seasons that have commentary, but obviously most of them do not.
Yeah. Hopefully they'll start integrating that more.
Well, they're bringing back the DVDs because they stopped making the DVDs for a while, and then everybody was bitching, so they're bringing them back. The new season that they're bringing back does have the full commentaries on them, so at least they're still doing them.
So they stopped making the DVDs? See, that's how far out.
Yeah, for a while.
What season did they stop at? I
mean, probably was too expensive. People weren't buying, like, the... Yeah. I guarantee people stopped buying them by, like, season 13. People just...
Yeah, the sales were way down on them, and people just don't buy DVD as much. So, and it wasn't the seasons that everybody wanted anymore. So the sales were down, and
to get all the writers back in and talk about it probably was pretty expensive.
Yeah, for sure.
And so, to have all the features,
and they went a few years with everybody protesting and wanting to complete their collections, which is understandable.
Yeah.
So then they finally agreed to bring it back, and they said that they only plan on doing one season at this point, and if it doesn't sell well, then that's that. But
can't blame them.
No, you can't.
I would just hope that they would start doing digital commentary then. But
yeah, they need to fix Simpsons World and add all that stuff to it.
Yeah, they just need a whole other app.
Yes,
the FX Now app sucks.
It's terrible.
Keep signing me out, and I keep having to sign back in.
So terrible. All right, so did you fall in love with the show instantly, like when you first watched it? Like that was like right off the bat, like the show is great, I'm gonna keep watching this, or
I assume so.
Yeah,
I would say
because here we are.
Yeah,
I would say for me it's probably the same thing, and it's like, and if I go back to the OG one because it was, you know, on Tracy Ullman. Because it was so different at that time, especially for something that may not have been geared for, so it was 89, probably we'll say 87 was when they started showing. I don't know if that's the time,
yeah, right frame around
or not. So I was probably, depending on when it was, really 7-8 years old. But it was something that you didn't see, you wouldn't expect to see from cartoons. Mm-hmm. It was just like so cutting edge. It's like, it was something that you talked about the next day at school. And once that first the first episode hit with the whole, I remember the Jingle Bells song that was
everybody at school was singing that. Like you could not go anywhere without people talking about that.
That was it. And from there, so it was instantaneous. It was because it was tame by today's standards, obviously, but like some of the stuff, like at that time, being that age, it was something that's like,
it was awesome.
I'm allowed to watch this.
It was very cool.
The Bushes didn't like it.
No, the Bushes did not like it. And the episode with the Bushes is one of my all time favorite episodes.
It's a fantastic episode.
When they're moving in across the street. That's damn near the pinnacle of the series. That's one of the top 10 episode for sure.
Definitely.
Now, I forget, was it the actual, it wasn't actual Bush's, or was it?
No, it was not, no. They hated it. They didn't want nothing to do with it.
That did not paint George Sr. in a good light. He's basically Dennis the Menace.
That's right.
The neighbor.
Yes, it's been a while since Mr. Wilson. Mr. Wilson was the...
Yeah.
Yep.
That's right. That's coming back to me. But yeah, so instantaneous love for me, and I will say, and we can talk about that now, or I mean, we still want to go through for your opinions on this, but that was probably one of the first pieces of bootleg merchandise that I received. Yeah.
Of which there was a lot.
There was, but that was like, I mean, I think I had an official Bart Simpson, Who the Hell Are You t-shirt. But I think
Super Rebellious.
My mom wouldn't let me have that one.
I think I got in trouble for getting it. Again, a different time.
At least you were allowed to get it.
Well, I think I bought it.
Gotcha. Did I tell?
I may have talked her into getting it, not knowing, reading it. Just say, "Oh, can I get this?" but my brother got one.
Sure, I don't even want to look at what I'm buying.
He went to a class trip and he got one. It was like a orange Bart, and it was, you know, that was I think, like I said, I think mine was legit, but I think his was definitely bootleg. But that was the first time I seen like bootleg merchandise. It's like,
it's everywhere. Every place in the damn world just had terrible Bart Simpson shirts with terrible sayings on it. And
that chew was on my socks, man. Trying to make a
that was just so much crap out there.
But there, I mean,
you haven't seen something like that since then. Like, I guess you can't really get away with that kind of stuff nowadays.
They still bootleg crappy stuff in the mall. Do it, Rick and Morty now.
At the mall, like, there's places in the mall that do that shit.
Yeah, I saw one today. It was awful. It was a Rick shirt that was a Suicide Squad Joker. It was the worst fucking shirt I ever saw. I almost bought it for my brother.
I didn't know. There were stores in the mall that did that.
It's not. It was like a kiosk in the middle of the mall. They had like bootleg shitty shirts.
Nice.
Oh, it was awful.
Hell yeah.
So yeah, and Rick and Morty is getting that kind of crap.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. So 70 new episodes of Rick and Morty they got signed up for.
How many seasons is that going to be, and how long is that going to take?
That's at least seven and a half.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, that's, like, that's ridiculous. Like, I mean, it's a good show. I'm glad it's being renewed. Of course it was going to be renewed. There was not a question about that. But
yeah, Adult Swim would lose money if they did not do that.
Yeah. But, I mean, hopefully that means they're going to crank out episodes faster than what they are now. But it doesn't seem like that's how they...
No, it's not how they work. Maybe they'll do more episodes a season, which is not what I assume.
Yeah, I
hope. They'll just take longer to create. They're not... Because, you know... They want to have good quality writing and animation, step up their game every season. So it takes a while to do that. And I'd say I hate the wait, but I'd rather have a good quality batch of shows than get something every year and it just gets worse and worse.
Yeah. So hopefully they keep it up.
Yeah.
All right. So what was the best time for The Simpsons? Do you have any like certain like seasons or eras or times like where they kind of peaked?
Season 5 is my favorite, I think.
Yeah.
I'd say
5, 6, 7, I feel like kind of were all like just front to back fantastic.
3 through 8, I'd say is like they're what if you want peak Simpsons, watch those seasons for sure.
Yeah. Yep. I agree.
I was checking in on our one viewer. Looking back now, how do you like feel about the original episodes? I mean, they're classics, but like,
you mean do you find it hard? One?
Yeah, like, do you find it hard to watch like those?
Yeah, they're not good.
I mean, they're very crudely drawn, very terribly voice acted, but
they're not badly written, but they're not great.
No, yeah. I think the thing for me with them is the voice acting.
Yeah.
Like, it's very
Homer
slow.
Sounds weird for 2 seasons, and then he gets his voice, and then it's all fine.
Yeah. But, I mean, I still very
I'll
much
watch
enjoy
them. Yeah, oh, yeah. I still mean, can watch them. They're much more watchable than what is coming out these for the last 15 years.
Now, what's the first... Much. The first Treehouse of Horror, because that's something that they do every year. Which
it was season 2.
It was season 2, so it was the second season that was the first.
I believe that was the Edgar Allan Poe one, and I'm trying to think what else is on that one.
I can't remember. I know that one.
The aliens. They had that's when they introduced the aliens and they got abducted.
Yeah.
I don't know what the other one was.
King and Kodos.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's one of the best parts of The Simpsons is just, like, the infinite amount of side characters that are all fantastic.
There's so many.
There's so many. They're all just so good, and, like, you like just so many of them, and that's one of the big selling points to the show.
Do you have a batch of favorites?
I mean, just right off, I've always loved Barney. Barney's great.
Yeah.
And, oh, man. I mean, there's just so damn many.
Yeah.
Mo is great.
Mo, yes.
Is great. I mean, those are all the obvious ones, I guess. Cletus. I don't know. Cletus is one of my favorite characters.
Slackjaw, Yokel.
Yeah. When they did the 22 short stories of Springfield, Cletus, the Slackjaw, Yokel, that was always...
That was a good one, yeah. And then they had steamed hams, which has become a meme.
Hams, yes. Steamed hams is great.
That shit has become a meme that has just been played to death. They've beaten that to death. Now, if I rewatch that episode now, I probably will have a hard time actually watching that segment because I've seen that meme in so many different iterations at this point that I don't know if I could actually watch the actual segment itself.
It was so good.
What was that?
Yeah, it's what?
What was that?
You don't know?
It might have been when I wasn't watching. It probably was.
It's one of the shorts and the 22, episode shorts of
22 short stories of Springfield.
Thank you. I could not get that out for some reason.
What was it? Yeah. Who was it?
It's Skinner, it was Skinner and Chalmers. And,
Super Nintendo Chalmers, and he was. Chalmers was over at Skinner's house and he was making dinner for him.
I've seen that.
Yeah. And he had steamed hams and
which were Krusty burgers.
Yeah.
I'm just trying.
One of the best episodes.
Yeah.
Maybe,
what's your favorite episode?
Does that crack top 10? That might be top 10.
I don't know.
My go-to favorite episode is always Marge versus the Monorail.
Yeah, that's definitely in the top three. I think my favorite one has got to be Homer Goes to College.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
That was just straight. Anything written by Conan O'Brien was fucking great.
Hell yeah, it was.
Those were the best episodes.
Absolutely. He did fantastic work on that show.
They were the funniest. Homer in that episode is the funniest Homer that there is, in my opinion.
Yep. Smoothie?
Like I said, because I've been so distant from it. Like I said, I still
Homer's
appreciate
Homer's Enemy is also a good one.
Yeah.
But I do like the Monorail one is always one that comes back, just solely based on the Monorail song.
Yeah. Well, it's a good episode front to back anyway.
It is. And so I like that one. I always...
Batman's a scientist.
Not...
I called the big one bite.
Yeah, no. I guess
on the commentaries, Matt Groening said that I call the big one bitey as his favorite joke out of the entire series.
It is fucking great. It's so funny.
Matt Groening thinks it's the best joke, then that's saying something.
So I'd say I like Itchy and Scratchy Land quite a lot, too.
Oh, yeah. That's a really good one.
I was still trying to figure out another.
We're just naming 20 episodes while I think of one.
Speaking of Matt Groening, while you think about your favorite episodes, are you going to watch the new show on Netflix by Matt Groening?
I honestly didn't know there was one.
Oh, yeah. This summer he's going to have one with the animators from Futurama. I can't remember. Josh Weinstein is another executive producer. He was a writer for a while on The Simpsons as well back in the heyday.
Okay. Yes, I will for sure watch that.
They're gonna have, I think they ordered 20 episodes, and they're gonna split it in half.
Okay.
So like the first 10 is sometime this summer. I can't remember. It's called Disenchantment, I think.
Okay. Yeah. I don't think I've heard about that at all. I will for sure watch that.
Yeah. We'll have to talk about that when it comes out.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. So, the other one that I particularly like the other episode, and it's one of the Treehouse of Horrors, and I think it's all in the same one. When they parody The Shining,
that is the best one.
I always like,
no TV, no beer, make Homer something,
go crazy, don't mind if I do. And then I always love
the faces that he makes and the noises that he makes at that moment is like one of the best parts
get
of the
sued,
show.
Do you?
Yes, that's one of my favorite parts of it. The shinning. It's the shining.
The shinning.
No, you don't want to get sued. And then I don't think it's still in that. I don't think it's in this episode, but with is it in there with what's his face? He says. Damn it. What's his name?
I don't know.
Help me out. Yeah. Here's a character
just
on this.
Even just a little info and we'd be able to get it.
He's the dumb kid. Chief Wiggum.
Ralph,
I believe. It's him who says it.
Dumb kid. I got you. Yep.
When he does Ralph. The red room. Red room. Over.
No, it's the same episode.
Is it the same? Okay. Yeah. So that episode is probably one of my... Because that's one that I always...
Another side character. Ralph is one of the best side characters. He's got the best one-liners.
I will always...
Always
quote that episode. Yeah. Always throughout The Shining. Or The Shining. I'll always say The Shining.
Oh, what? So that's your favorite Treehouse segment. What's yours, Brandon?
I always loved the Homer 3D one. It was so
stupid,
but it was so cool. I loved it.
I liked when Homer went through time and kept fucking everything up.
Yeah.
With a toaster, which was so weird.
Yeah. The one with the hammock was good, too, when it like made the extra Homers.
Oh, yeah. I forgot all about that one.
I think that was a later episode one.
Didn't that one have Peter Griffin in it?
Yes, it did. Yes.
Yeah, yes. I remember that.
And as more Homers came, they were dumber and dumber each time, and eventually one of them was Peter Griffin.
Peter Griffin, yes.
That's all.
What'd you think of that? I mean, you guys watched it. What'd you think of the crossover with Family Guy and The Simpsons that came out like 5 years ago or whatever it was? It's been a while.
It wasn't bad, but it wasn't good.
I did watch it, but I don't remember the premise.
It was mostly, if I recall, it was a fucking, half of it was a chicken fight.
Pretty much.
That's right.
If you're going to do this crossover, this is what you're going to go with. You're going to take half the episode and have Homer and Peter fight the fucking chicken.
Yep. The Futurama crossover episode was better.
See, I didn't watch that one. I forgot that existed.
Yeah, I thought that was better. Cool. All right, so let's go back again to the beginning, and let's talk about, not quite the beginning, but soon after the beginning, Simpsons video games. So they were popular enough to where they now produced video games based on them, and the first one was Bart versus the Space Mutants for the NES.
Never
basically anything that was on console was fucking garbage.
So it was such a hard game.
Yeah.
So
I had one on the Genesis. I think it was basically the same thing.
Yeah.
Because there was Space Mutants, you'd have the X-ray thing and you had spray paint and just skateboard.
Yes. Yep. That's Bart.
Game was fucking impossible.
Yeah. Can't get past the first level and a half or so, and then you're just fucking stuck. No idea. Can't do it.
Wasn't good.
Yeah. Yeah, they never were.
But great. the Simpsons arcade game was fantastic. It was made by Konami, though, and they made the best ones. They made the X-Men one. Yes. They made Turtles in Time, which is the best goddamn side-scroller on Earth.
Yeah, those are all three of the best arcade games ever made, ever.
So,
I think The Simpsons was one of the first and probably maybe even only arcade game that I beat in the arcade. I mean, I pumped the quarters and just,
cool. Yeah,
that
was such a cool game, man. So fun. Every bit of, I mean, just smashing on the buttons. That's all you got to do.
I really regret when they had it for a little bit there on Xbox Live Arcade. I really regret not buying
it. I didn't pick it up either. I don't know why. It's not there anymore?
No. I bought it on PS3, and the day it came out, me and my buddy Lee bought it and played co-op through the whole thing and beat it.
Yeah, it's not available anymore. Unfortunately, if you had bought it, you could still obviously download it, but it's not available anymore.
Just play it on the computer.
We'll have to pirate it if you want to play it now. Were there any other good Simpsons games?
I remember on Dreamcast they had the one that was the Crazy Taxi ripoff. I forget.
They did have that.
And that was a Simpsons wrestling game. Simpsons wrestling.
That was
terrible. Yeah, was that any good, though?
No.
It was. It was pretty
fun. Okay.
Say what, Smithy?
I didn't like that, the wrestling game. No? Have it. I have it for the... I got it on the PlayStation.
Maybe I'll put a little bit of time into it.
Maybe I'll have to revisit it.
Super nostalgic for Hit and Run, which is the GTA.
Hit and Run. That's what I was thinking of. That's my bad. That's what I was thinking of.
I never played it, but I hear everyone loves that game.
I thought
that was a really fun game.
I thought the Simpsons, the movie tie-in game was okay.
And that was the next one.
I never played it, but I heard that was all right.
I never played it, but I heard it was okay. Not great, but okay.
I think that's basically the last one. We played that on the 360, and we had it on the whatever the Game Boy was at that time. I don't know what it was. 3DS, I guess, maybe? I don't know, whatever.
That one would probably be the DS.
Yeah, the Advance.
Probably DS.
Yeah, DS came in, out in like 2005.
All right. But whatever, yeah, we played that game. I loved that game. I thought that was a really fun game.
Cool.
That was probably the best Simpsons game. Speaking of the movie, then. Yep.
What'd you think?
I saw it when it came out. I went to the theater and saw it opening day, and I went to the first two showings of the movie. And I liked it a lot. I thought it was really funny. And then like I rewatched it recently, and like not as funny as I remembered it being.
It's a decent episode. Long episode, I'd say.
There was some good one-liners. I mean, it was a decent storyline.
Yeah.
I wish they'd make another one. Like, I wish they would continue to make movies. Like, why the fuck not? Just do it.
It took them how long to do it?
Yeah, but they could crank them out faster than that.
They could, but I think they kept having, like, different ideas. They were talking about a movie since, like, what, season three or four? And then when it actually came out, it was season 20 was going out, so...
Yeah. Smoothie, your thoughts on the movie? Did you like the movie?
I did not see the movie.
Oh my god!
Come on! I have it. I own it. I think I may have started to watch it and fell asleep and just never revisited it. I don't know why. Maybe I'll have to do that here soon as well. I know the penis. That's all I know is Homer's swimming.
I'm sure you do. I don't know.
But no, I have no comments. I know there's a pig, spider pig, and
spider
all that.
Pig. Yes, there's the pig. They sold the whole movie on spider pig, and that was like done in like the first 10 minutes of the movie, essentially. I don't know. So spider pig definitely wasn't the funniest part to me. I didn't think.
Oh, that was the overplayed part of the movie that everyone remembers. It's just like it's fine.
My favorite line in the movie was Cletus when they put the thing up and he said, "I can't, I simply can't," when he was trying to throw something over the little wall that they created around the river. That's my most quoted line from that movie.
Simply can't.
Yep, that's my favorite. That was my favorite part of the movie.
I'll have to.
What else?
Well, I guess that's it for the movie then, since Smoothie has no opinion on it because he hasn't seen it other than the dick.
I fell asleep.
All he knows is the penis.
I fell asleep shortly after that.
Flipped off the camera when he was in the little, what's that shit called?
The sandbox. Quicksand. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Marge said, "God damn."
Mm-hmm.
That was as edgy as it got, really. Well, besides the dick.
Yeah.
Besides the dick was the most surprising part of that movie.
Yeah.
Is who expected to see a 9-year-old or a 10-year-old's penis, but there it was.
All right, so back to the show. What else? What was the other things that we went through on the chat that we were supposed to talk about?
I'll go back and look.
I feel like there was a lot of things, and I don't feel like we've hit on all of them.
So we talked about favorite characters, toys. What about the toys? Did you guys collect any toys?
I had things from the original, you know, beginnings, but nothing like major. And I did for the first series of the Playmates, I believe.
Yeah, those were awesome.
And I don't know what happened to. I think I sold them in a yard sale. Probably not the smartest thing because I had the. The Quickie Mart playset, and I don't even think I had the whole Simpsons family. I had Homer, of course. I had Barney.
Those were awesome figures and awesome playsets. They did a really, really good job on those. I think I stopped. There ended up just being too damn many of them.
That's what it
did. Yeah, they made a like shit.
I missed. And they started and they're like, "We're going to make everybody." And it's like, yeah, right. And like they did. And I was like, well, I can't keep buying these.
They were $4 or $5 at the time. I remember. But it seemed
when they came out, like I was kind of into toys and I was buying shit like Spawn and wrestling figures, like collectible wise at that point. And like I bought like the first probably 4 or 5 series of those Playmates. And I had like a pretty damn good chunk of them. And I was like, I can't keep buying these.
Yeah. No, because I only had a few.
I would always run into the issue where some would be the harder to find ones from that series, and then a new series would be out, and it's like, then I just fell behind, and it was.
Yeah, I worked at KB Toys. I had toy hookups at this time.
Oh, that's.
Did you steal any toys?
No, but I was able to buy the first ones out of the box, though.
Nah, figured I'd ask.
Don't stores typically not let you do that? Don't you usually have to wait, like put them on the shelf, and then.
That was never a thing at the KB Toys I worked at.
Oh, that's awesome. So now
we screwed you guys out of all of the good figures for sure.
Awesome. So this I guess is a kind of insider toy question since you worked there. Something
instead of toy question.
Do you typically get like say series one has like 10 characters in it? Do you usually get all of them, or do they only?
It always depended on. It depends on the company that's sending them to the toy store. They package them as they want them to be the rare ones. Like in the Simpsons ones, there was always a certain character that was a one per box, and those were always the hardest ones to find. And like, I mean, I'm not kidding. Like, I was the Simpsons guy at the store. My other manager that I worked with was the Star Wars guy, and they packaged theirs the same way. And like, we would always. Because me and him were collectors, like we bought those before they hit the shelves always, and we would trade them with people that had other things that we were into. But like, I assume that's still the way that figures are packed nowadays. There's ones that are they're made considerably less than others.
So it's not. I mean, I know that's the case. There are ones that are made less, but like in terms of what you, the stock that your store gets, is it? That's not, you don't specifically say I want Homer, Lisa, and whatever.
Oh, no. No, you just order the Simpsons toys and then whatever and they then send in the boxes.
They might send like 100 Barneys and like one rare Bart or whatever.
Yes.
And so it's kind of.
But I mean, but typically the way it would be though, like if it was like using the Simpsons like series one as example, like a case of Simpsons toys would have one, at least one of each of everybody in that series, but there would be one that was only like one figure of, but it would be the whole series. Like it wouldn't just be like half of it.
Okay. So you would still get everybody, but there could be like 5 Homers and 2 Barts.
Yeah.
Which is what makes for the rarity, I suppose.
Yeah.
So now, if you got, like I said, if you were able to then, even if there was only one Bart in there, you were able to buy that out of the box.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty cool then.
Yeah. I mean, it was a fun job to have at that point in my life, for sure. I got fired from that job. I think it's the only job I've ever been fired from. I got
fired. What did
you do? I didn't do anything. I got fired for
that's
stealing.
That's why I got fired. You didn't do anything.
I got fired for stealing a bank deposit. The first day I was on the job, the bank deposit did not get deposited to the bank. And so they fired me for it because they said that I was the one that took it to the bank and it never got into the bank. And which is just so dumb. Why would you give the guy his first day on the job the bank deposit to go take to the bank hundreds of dollars? That doesn't make sense. But I didn't do that, but I got fired for it. And then about a month after they fired me for it, then they figured out who actually did what they fired me for, and that was that.
Bastards.
I was still fired. They never said sorry for firing you or nothing.
So. Sorry for accusing you of being a thief.
Yeah.
I'm shocked. Usually with that, they usually would try to get you to pay them back, but
yeah, there was not. They
That's
never
good.
Did that.
That's
yeah.
good.
So fuck KB Toys for that.
Fuck
I've
KB
always.
Toys. You
obviously,
don't
I,
anymore,
obviously
but...
I never shopped at their stores ever again after that.
That's why they're out of business now.
Yeah.
They're coming back.
That's it. Oh, they are?
Yeah,
they are. As soon as Toys R Us announced they were closing, they announced they were coming back.
Scoundrels.
Yeah. We'll see how that goes.
Feasting on the corpse of Toys R Us.
Playing with that.
So, when did you guys fall off from The Simpsons, if you did? Is there a certain era that you did, or it just kind of happened gradually? I assume we all did.
Yeah, I mean, I think I still keep up with it more than either one of you guys do. Like, I still watch at least a couple episodes a season, I guess.
Gotcha.
I still try to watch. I usually watch the Halloween episode every year. And now they've actually started doing a Halloween episode every year, like not just the Treehouse of Horrors, but like a regular, like based in the regular Simpsons world, a Halloween episode, which I think is really cool because they hadn't done that for like 27 years when they
first started. Do they actually do that one before Halloween?
No, of course not. No, it never works out that way because of fucking football. Oh, football fucks up the Simpsons so bad.
Yeah. No.
One of the main reasons why I hate football as much as I do.
Well, I think I
fuck it. It screwed up the Simpsons.
I didn't know that.
I mean, stupid as it sounds, you have no idea how many times that's been yelled in my house.
So I didn't know that they. I didn't know that they did separate Halloween episodes now. So I don't know.
The last couple of years.
They're usually right like the week after Halloween. Yeah. Which is the most ridiculous thing.
Yeah, they still do Treehouse of Horrors. They haven't stopped doing that, but they also do a Halloween episode that is just a normal like Simpsons Halloween.
I think that would take away from the Treehouse of Horror, though. Not take away.
I think it's a cool idea. I personally like. I like it.
I mean, I like Halloween episodes. Like, I use Roseanne for an example. Like, they had, in the original run, they had good Halloween episodes every year. Like, that's one of the big things. And I liked how they released, which I'm looking at right now below me. A standalone DVD with all the Halloween episodes.
That's cool.
Which is, I would like to see that at least from The Simpsons. I would like to see a.
They used to kind of do that.
Yeah, they used to release like DVDs that were like Halloween specific DVDs, but like they were, it was only like two or three episodes. Like they did it with a VHS first, and it was only like two or three episodes or something like that. Yeah, it was never a complete type thing.
I mean, I guess you would have to wait for the show to actually not be running, but like a complete run, you know, set of all the Treehouse of Horrors, that would be something nice. Definitely collector's piece.
But I stayed watching the show like every episode throughout the entire season, like way later than most people did. Like, I didn't stop till like probably like season 20, early 20s, somewhere like 21, 22, maybe. Wow, like, I still like every episode every week watched.
I kept with it for a while too, even when I thought it wasn't that great. Because I was still in high school, it was like in the teens, but then I'd say probably after like 15 or 16, I don't even remember the episodes at this point.
Yeah.
But I just kind of, we recorded them every week and I'd watch them like Monday after school or something.
Yeah.
Just to have on after I got out of school. Yeah. I would watch it for a while and then I just kind of stopped.
Because there are some episodes like 13, 14, 15, 16 even-ish that are like, I mean, I know they're obviously not like their heyday episodes, but like there's some, in my opinion, some really good episodes in those episodes. Yeah, but then right after that, they like, then they really started to go down.
Well, I felt like they were kind of, after Family Guy copied them, they started copying Family Guy with like the random, trying to be sort of edgy humor.
Yeah.
It just didn't work for them.
No, I don't want that from The Simpsons at all.
And
I don't even want it from Family Guy anymore. Did you guys? I mean, no, so just
fuck
throw
that.
Family Guy in there real quick. You guys watched Family Guy from the beginning, I'm assuming, right?
I did.
For the most part, yeah.
And then it went to shit.
When it came back, I watched it for a couple more seasons, and then I was like, fuck and then this.
And it got terrible,
I watched an episode here and there, but it's not good.
I think The Simpsons are putting out better quality shit than Family Guy is at this point. Family Guy is terrible.
Yeah.
And that's still on.
For sure.
It's still.
Oh, yeah. They're both still on, yeah.
I knew that obviously The Simpsons was, and I wasn't sure about Family Guy. Because for me, I'm trying to think. I think I watched it pretty consistently through, you know, the end of grade school, through high school. Maybe in the last couple of years, I didn't stay 100% on top of it in terms of my high school years. But then it picked back up in college, obviously, because it was in syndication at that time. And
syndication Simpsons was so great. Once they started putting them on in syndication, I could watch them at 5 and 5:30 and 11 p.m. There was so much Simpsons on. And I watched every damn bit of it.
And I think that's when I re-picked back up on it and then started being more consistent. But I do a quick funny story. One episode, going back, not necessarily a favorite episode, but one that always stands out in my mind. And I forget what not the one of the original baseball episodes, but they kind of do a parody. Maybe Field of Dreams, but they have that nice, Randy Newman, I think, sings the song. They have all the old-time baseball players.
They did the Field of Dreams ripoff episode. I don't remember it as well as I remember the other baseball episode with all of the
with all the all-stars,
Mattingly, all of them. That's the baseball that really stands out for me.
Which one? The one of them had one of them had a song. It might have been that one with Don Matt, the newer characters.
It did have a song at the end of the
I think you're thinking of that episode.
Yeah.
It was kind of, it was the dude, or at least sounded the guy who did the Toy Story song.
It gave a montage at the end, with all these old timey baseball pictures.
That's
and shit.
The one, yes. That's the one that stands out in my mind because I remember.
Yeah, one of the best episodes too. That was the one where they hired all of the Major League Baseball players to come in for the softball team or the baseball team.
For the company. The company. Yeah, softball the team.
Power plant softball team.
And drink that tonic in his head crew.
That's one.
Daryl Strawberry, Don Mattingly, Mark McGuire. Yeah, that was hilarious.
Now, the reason that one, because I was in college at that time, obviously it was when it was in syndication, and that episode stands out to me because I remember my one friend had just dropped acid, and that episode
hell
was
the time to watch The Simpsons.
that episode was on, and I remember him looking at the dresser and be like, the dresser's melting together, and something. He tied it into The Simpsons, but that was the episode that was on, and that was.
I don't know if taking psychedelics and watching The Simpsons is a great idea because they're already kind of bizarre looking to begin with.
Oh, shit, that baseball episode was a good idea. That baseball episode got Homer inducted into the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame a year or two ago. He's actually a part of the Hall of Fame because of that episode.
That's fantastic. That's weird, I didn't know that. But again, that goes back to my initial point, just how ingrained, how...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the show's ingrained forever into us. Even if it ends after 30, it's going to be a part of our lives forever. It's just something that is part of our childhoods up into adulthood at this point. I still watch it. I pop it on all the time.
All the time.
Do you think that's possibly on the horizon?
I don't think they're going to stop anytime soon.
Fucking idea. At this point, I was debating this earlier. So do we want it to end? It's already been past the point where it should have.
Yeah, at this point, I wanted to go.
Might as well just go. Ending it now is almost pointless. If it were to end, how would you want it to end?
There was an episode that was supposed to be the end. That is an episode that's available. That at one point they thought that they were going to be getting canceled, and they wrote an episode for an ending. And it's season 17 or 18 or something maybe. And it was an episode in there that was written to be the series finale.
Really?
And it's a great episode. Fantastic episode.
What's the name of we'll have to look that up.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I'm going to have to watch that then.
Fantastic episode.
That's
No, I don't want it to end at this point. It's gone this far. What's the point? Why not? Keep it going. I think they proved that the other couple years ago, when Hank Azaria was talking about quitting the show, and they were very quick to say that they were going to replace him. And so I don't think they're afraid to replace people if people start leaving eventually. So
he did quit.
He was gone. Yeah.
Yeah. And then he came back. They must have given him a lot more money.
Yeah. That's and eventually, I mean, like, I can't blame them guys for, like, wanting to move on and not continue to do it. I mean, I guess, like,
it's
but
it's got to be straining to do a lot of those voices. Yeah. Marge Simpson has got to be the worst to do for 30 years.
Yeah. But, like, Hank Azaria, like, they've said, like, specifically about Hank Azaria, like, when you talk about, like, at your job, when you're phoning it in, Hank Azaria.
Oh, it's Harry. It's Harry Shearer.
Harry Shearer, you're right. Yeah. He literally phones it in. Like, he does not go into a studio. He literally calls in his lines, and they record his lines that way. So it's like, it's not that hard of a job, I don't think, when you're doing it that way.
They've done it so long, they can negotiate any contract at this point, I'm assuming.
When they're making just an ass ton of money, and which, of course, they deserve what they're getting. They've been working for a long time.
Probably getting money off of syndication, too, which is...
Oh, yeah.
So they're just
to show now, and they don't
even need to do anything. They don't even need to do anything for the rest of their lives.
No,
that's amazing.
That sounds nice.
Yeah,
but
I guess if it were to end, how would you want it to? Like, what would be like the ultimate ending to The Simpsons? It's kind of hard to even imagine.
Yeah, I mean, I've always said, like, if it happens, like, I'll sit there and just like cry the whole fucking time because.
I would want it to be a
that
movie.
That is what happens. I mean, I think a movie would be good. I'd be good with that.
I would just...
What it would be, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I can't throw anything out there with that.
All of them die. Let's make it as depressing as possible.
That's a good question. How would I want to see? The
ultimate end of The Simpsons, it's the longest running primetime scripted show. What could there be?
Maybe not ultimate. And I know they've done like things like this on the show before, where they move. But like, I think actually moving, like physically leaving their like packing
leaving
up the house,
forever.
Like cleaning. You know, cleaning. You see an empty.
I guess that would make the most sense.
Empty
because
Simpsons
be
house.
Leaving all the characters that created the Simpsons,
right.
Besides the family themselves, them leaving. Or if the only other thing I can think of is. It would probably be a terrible episode, as they'd have to actually have like them growing up and moving out and leaving.
I mean, we've seen so much of The Simpsons' future, though. Like in episodes, they've showed just a ton of stuff from what.
Yeah, and that would probably not be, and they're never that great.
Yeah,
in fact, they're usually some of the worst episodes.
The one where they went to the fortune teller and like we saw Lisa's future.
Oh, for her future.
That was like that was the first episode like that, wasn't it?
That was a fantastic episode.
I enjoyed that one. I remember that being that's probably one of my favorite ones actually.
Yeah.
What
that's a great episode.
Yeah, I mean it's not like they haven't retconned 100 things that's happened throughout the series, so it's not like if they wanted to make the last episode them growing up and moving away.
I guess
and
or
that's
maybe
it.
Maybe like it's all been like a retrospective, like the show, like it's they've done this on other TV shows.
How I met your brother type of deal.
Yeah, I guess so. Like it's like Lisa and Bart just reflecting on this the whole time. Like that was the whole series. Like it was them.
That might be all right. It depends on how they do it.
Yeah,
that could I could see that working.
Or Maggie, you have it be Maggie do.
Yeah,
just because she's still not talking
at her,
right
at her parents' funeral, at like Homer's funeral. So just, let's make it depressing. Still,
gotta make it depressing.
Yeah. So Brandon's gonna cry anyway. So we might be super depressing.
Kill them all. But I mean, Homer Simpson is the greatest cartoon character of all time, in my opinion. Right? Like,
yeah,
it's gotta be.
Yeah, I can't think of anyone else.
I mean, the only other one like that would be close for me would be Fred Flintstone, which is what he's a ripoff of anyway.
Right.
But I love the
podcasts, dude.
The Flintstones were fantastic too. I love that show a lot as well.
I mean, when you got Michelangelo, I don't know if you could say this. That's kind of blasphemous, but
yeah.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, I know.
That joke landed so well. I don't know. I got nothing else. I don't think.
Do you think though? Does anybody think that they'll end it at any point, anytime soon?
It has to. Nothing goes on forever.
I think they're going to run with it as long as they can. I mean, in terms of content, like we discussed earlier, they stick with pretty much current, like, event type stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how the more recent series or episodes have been.
Same way.
But yeah, they haven't gone yet to the Family Guy side of things.
I heard the series finale, the season finale for this last one was actually pretty good.
Yeah, I think that was just like last week or so.
Yeah. It got good reviews. I haven't watched it.
Well, then I'll check it out. Every once in a while, like, I hear about one that's like, this one was a really good one, and then I'll check it out. And it's still kind of usually just disappointing, but...
It's usually okay, yeah. It's good for new Simpsons, is what they're really saying.
Yeah.
Which, at this point... what's the worst episode?
Oh, I don't have any idea what the worst episode... There's been quite a few shitty ones lately. I don't know.
There's the Lady Gaga one. that one I accidentally watched when it aired.
Yeah.
And I regretted it.
Yeah, that was stupid.
It was so bad.
Is that recent, or is that like a couple of years ago?
That was probably like, at this point, 4 or 5 years ago.
I might have seen that one. That one sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Because I guess we were talking about, I don't think I ever said when I fell off. Well, I kind of said I fell back on there.
You said you watched it all the way through high school.
And then college, I picked back up.
Dropped acid and watched Simpsons.
Right. And then, you know, I felt...
Fucking drug addict.
I know, because drugs are bad, so I'm going back.
Not all of them.
So after college, you know, I watched it mostly in syndication, but I think because... And I'm going to play the other role here. Because of football... I started watching The Simpsons more consistently.
Okay.
Because they play it after, yeah.
Right. So it'd be fresh. I'd see the commercials and be like, this is back on. And then probably the last time that I like fully watched it, maybe it was like 2006 or 7, somewhere in there. I guess shortly after, I think it was when like the Sunday was... Simpsons, Family Guy, Cleveland Show, and American Dad.
That was like probably like 5 years ago then.
So like
Cleveland Show came out like late 2000s.
Fuck the Cleveland Show.
And it was garbage.
I enjoyed it. That was my favorite. Like I would love watching all four of those shows. I enjoyed American Dad.
I just read the other day that the reason why Fox canceled King of the Hill was not because of bad ratings, was because they wanted to make room for the Cleveland Show.
That's fucking blasphemous.
Right?
Wait, was King...
Blasphemous.
When did King of the Hill go off the air?
I don't... From what I read, apparently at the same time Cleveland Show started.
Really? I didn't realize it was that far.
But there's talks about bringing that back now, too, though.
Yeah.
That's a show that I came into later on, like, more when it was in the syndication. I owned the first, like, few series.
That
show was
probably better to watch as an adult.
I love that show.
Sure.
That show was great.
You get it more. Yeah, I'd like to continue. I don't know how many, if they stop making DVDs,
It's nowhere digitally. Like, it's not on... They took it off Netflix.
Yeah, they had it on there forever, too.
Yeah. But I don't think it's anywhere now.
Should be on Hulu, then. So they have a lot of Fox shit on Hulu. They should have King of the Hill.
I don't
check that out.
They do.
They Bastards. Have, for The Simpsons, how they have all the ones on Hulu, too, right? They have all the episodes.
No. On Hulu the most... current season on Hulu. You got to use Simpsons World, which is a part of the FX Now app, and then they have the entire series on there, which is super cool that it's all available that way, but it is a terrible app.
Yeah.
Terrible experience selecting episodes.
Which sucks, because FX has some really good shows on it.
Yeah, it boggles my mind that their app is as terrible as it is.
It's really bad, because... Once you start an episode of anything, like I watch Legion in Atlanta, you start it and you stop halfway through and you go, you have to like sign in to something else in order to resume the episode. And it's fucking retarded.
It's terrible.
So stupid.
So terrible.
Like, I have to sign in to some FX website. I have to create an account on top of the account that I'm using to watch this in order to resume the episode I started.
Yeah, I would rather.
Makes no sense.
If they offered like a monthly subscription plan for Simpsons World, and it had its own dedicated app, and it was really well done, and if there was an app for Xbox and an app for PlayStation, like I would pay monthly for it.
Yeah,
without question.
Definitely.
Put all the commentaries on there. Put all the other stuff. Do it up real nice. I would pay for it, no questions asked.
I think that's a resounding every Simpsons fan would do the same.
Yeah. And if there's not that, then like we've said before, is put them all on Hulu, and that would be okay too, because at least that's a functioning app.
Well, but hopefully when Disney, the whole Fox and Disney deal goes through and Disney launches an app, or I think they'll have a majority share of Hulu, that hopefully they'll put The Simpsons on there and just kind of kill the FX Now app, because it needs to die.
Yeah,
or at least be revamped heavily.
Yeah, I just don't understand how a company like that can have such an app like that. That just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, I don't know. It sucks because there's The Simpsons and a lot of good shows, but
yeah,
the app is terrible.
Yeah, doesn't make sense. But at least they're all on there. At least you have the ability to just watch any Simpsons episode.
I still use it.
Clicking, it's awesome.
I go through the bullshit of it just so I can watch The Simpsons.
Yeah. Sometimes I just do the click play random episode, and that's pretty sweet. And the interface like on your laptop, like on a regular computer, like the interface for Simpsons World on there is really nice.
Oh, is it? I've never watched. Yeah. I've never done it on a computer. I've only done it on my Xbox or Roku.
Yeah, it's super nice on there. Like they have like different sections and stuff like that is not available on the app whatsoever. Like there's different playlists you can go through that's like best Ralph moments or whatever. You can.
Yeah, I've seen that.
There's all kinds of cool shit you can do on the web version, but nobody uses the web version to watch that kind of shit. So.
I was looking for a playlist like that during Christmas. I was just randomly wanting to watch like all the Simpsons Christmas episodes, but they didn't have a playlist for that for whatever reason. They had other ones. They had Lisa ones. They had Bart ones and shit like that, but they didn't have a Christmas one. And I thought that was really stupid.
There's even one you can do on the web version that's just clips, like it's like its own like TV channel of sorts. Like they have it set up that way, like it's different channels. And one of the channels is just clips. So, like, if you want to just, like, sit down for, like, 10 minutes while you're, like, doing something real quick, it'll just play through, like, all these funny clips. And it's fun watching them that way, just to, like, kind of see the one-liners here and there. But you can't do that on the app.
No. Yeah, the app is, we've already gone through it. It's terrible.
So is that free?
No. As long as FX is a part of your cable package.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
you can sign in with your cable login and you have that channel, then yes, it is free. There's commercials, it's ad supported, but it's not a monthly subscription or anything.
So download the FX Now app and it'll give you directions to how to do that once you get in the app. You'll have to get on your phone or your computer or whatever, and you can sign in that way.
You just validate like your Spectrum or your Charter or whatever the hell it is.
Gotcha.
Your Fios. Do you have Fios? What do you have, Smoothie?
I have Fios.
Yeah, Fios is pretty good. I don't have that. I know that you have it that way. Boo. I don't have it my way. I wish we did. The Spectrum sucks. Anyway, that's another thing.
I guess the final thing we can talk about that I thought about just now, and was thinking about prior after seeing the chat post, was they did have some good musical numbers and musical, music, and so much so. I mean,
some musical music.
They musical music. I own two of the first CDs. I don't know if they released anymore or not.
What, the Simpsons Sing the Blues?
Simpsons
Sing the Blues and Symphonic with the Simpsons or something like that.
Okay, I've seen those in stores a million times. I've never.
I picked them up when the Wall or Sam Good, one of the two stores was going out of business. Goody. I got them
Media
for like,
Play.
Yeah, I got them for like $3.
Oh, all the same thing, basically.
Media Play was so good.
Media Play was great.
So I guess what are some of your favorite songs from the seasons now. I mean, I can only speak to the earlier ones.
I like the Planet of the Apes musical.
Hell yeah.
That was fucking amazing. I liked Apu singing when he lost the Quickie Mart. The Quickie Mart.
I do.
I'm trying to think what else now. I can't think of anything.
The monorail song was
monorail is the quintessential Simpsons moment.
Yes.
Not just musically, but in the Simpsons.
Definitely monorail.
And not just music, but like special guests in general. Like they've had just a ton of awesome special guests.
But we're talking about music right now. And
yeah, fuck you, Brandon.
Sorry.
I mean, we can add on a special guest as well.
Yeah, Kid Rock was my favorite special guest. So,
but musically,
really. I was about to say, was that for real?
No, okay. Not at all.
Michael Jackson was a good one, even though he was uncredited. He didn't want to be.
Oh yeah,
he didn't want people to know.
Also, another good musical moment. That was actually really good.
That's my favorite.
That's song. Your favorite one. Perfect. Yes.
Lisa, it's your birthday. Was so
Lisa,
so good.
Lisa, it's your birthday. I can't sing. Rest in peace,
man. And the jazz man and all that.
The jazz man. Yep. Do the Bartman. That wasn't even in the show.
That was
after.
The show, but
it's still, it still falls into that.
I remember when they debuted the music video, like at the end of an episode for Do the Bartman. That was also the biggest thing in the world at that moment.
Yeah. Yeah. Bart was the character in the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah, for
then
sure.
Then it switched to Homer.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. We should definitely mention that. The show was for sure catered around Bart at the beginning because they wanted all the kids to watch, but then we all grew up and we related to Homer more.
I think they realized that Homer was a better character to write for too.
Yeah.
Which 100% is.
Yeah.
You can write kid stories all you want, but the Homer episodes are the best.
Yep. Good best thing. TV family ever, for sure.
They were.
Definitely. Besides the dinosaurs.
Besides the dinosaurs. Dinosaurs were awesome. I was obsessed with that show when it came out. I loved it.
Yeah,
not the musical numbers. You're trying to Baby on Board. Any
Dinosaurs released a tape also, I do believe.
Oh, they did? Jesus.
I'm pretty sure they did.
You got to find that.
The good old days.
What are your favorite like tearjerker moments from The Simpsons? Yeah,
Mother Simpson.
Oh, like, that's a good one.
The end of Mother Simpson, I think, is like the most beautiful part of The Simpsons ever.
Yeah,
I really do.
What happened at the end of that one? I forget.
The end of that one. Was Homer's mom came and we like finally met Homer's mom, and then she left him again at the end of the episode, and it was like. The last shot of the episode was like Homer sitting on the car, like in the bottom right of the corner of the screen. And then it was just like the stars and shit. And like Homer was just sitting on his car, like so sad that his mom left again.
Yeah.
And it was,
she had been gone for so many years.
Yeah.
She just left him in the middle of the night because she was like a radical.
Yeah. I think that was amazing. That was so
hilarious. I vaguely remember that.
I think that was the best shot of the show was. That
oh, picture. For sure. And then there's Do It For Her. That was a good...
Yes, that was awesome. Homer is like... I mean, he's a fucking idiot, obviously, but... I mean, he's a good dad. Like, he does the best that he can. And that's kind of what we all do, for the most part. Like, that's how it works.
Yeah.
Indeed it is.
I think that moment resonates more when you have kids.
Yeah, definitely.
But, all right, I think we've talked about The Simpsons for a while now. I don't know if you guys got any last thoughts.
Well, I know once we get off here, we're going to think of like 500 other things we could have showed us
probably,
what we've talked
about.
But
what else can we say right now?
Any other final thoughts? I just to kind of add on to the, I don't think it's going to end anytime soon. It's going to take.
Yeah. True. They don't have any plans. I mean, they've already renewed it. And they're going to continue to renew it.
I think it would take.
They've already renewed for a couple seasons, also.
So it's going to go past 30.
I mean, financially, I mean, monetarily, they're not dumb, but also, I think because it's that long running, I think.
Yeah.
I
think they still make a shit ton of money off of them.
Yeah, the ratings are still high enough to where they're still making a good amount of money off of it. And as long as that keeps happening, then it's for sure not going anywhere.
If anything, they're probably still able to run the show strictly off of syndication.
Yeah.
And I think the beautiful part with it is, in terms of it still being a current show, is new generations, new age groups are getting introduced to it, and they're getting introduced to it in their time. Like, it's not like for me, like I can go and look back at like Three's Company or All in the Family, like shows like that, that I like, but I wasn't there during those times. I might not get like 100%.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about earlier. It's like,
of the things
they can watch episodes from 30 years ago and current ones, and it's just which one are they gonna want to watch? Because we all want to watch the old ones.
My kids want to watch the old ones.
We make them watch the old ones, but if we had them watch,
that's more accurate.
But it's that thing. There's that option, and there's that they can relate to it now.
Well, like, they resonate with the new episodes, like we resonated with the old ones,
right? And I think that as long as there's people and there's stuff to write.
One thing I do like that they're doing currently is that every once in a while now they have like a special guest that does their couch gags.
They should continue that.
Yes, and when they do that, like there's been a Rick and Morty one, there was a Banksy one. The fucking Banksy one was awesome.
Yeah,
that was so cool.
That one just was a punch in the gut.
Oh my god, yeah, it was so good.
They had that French one, which was bizarre.
My spoon is too big. I forget the guy's name. Ed's Hertzfeldt or something like that. He did one.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And, like, I love the special guest intros that they do. There's been some really, really good ones out of that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I like that they do that, and, like, at least that goes viral for a minute, and everybody's, like, still paying attention to something that the Simpsons are doing.
Especially considering that the writers have always complained that this couch gags are one of the hardest things to do.
Yeah, and understandably so.
You have to do, not only write whole episodes, what, 20-something episodes a year, you also have to come up with a new thing to do every week in the front of the show.
The couch gag couch. Is just one of the coolest parts.
600 some episodes of the fucking couch, and they've had to do try to come up with, like, sometimes they repeat it. But
for a while there, they repeated them,
But they still had to come up with at least a few, at least 500 episodes worth of, and I know it's more than that, but of couch gags, which is
that's impressive,
insane to even think about. Can't even think about trying to do that.
Chalkboard gag as well, like that's not and quite that, as intricate as a couch gag, but still
they become a lot more current.
Yeah,
as they're now
really good ones. There, I used to have a book that was released, I think it was like season 10 or so, and it was like a complete like
synopsis.
Of every episode, and each episode told like the couch gag, and it told the chalkboard gag, and it was so cool to like have a book that just like told you all of that information.
That is cool.
Pre-internet.
Yeah, that is cool. You can definitely have some useless knowledge, not useless, but good trivia and stuff. Be like, oh, this season, what was what did Bart write on the chalkboard? Yeah. It's that kind of good stuff to dig into.
Favorite special guest? Who's your favorite special guest that's not Kid Rock?
L. Brooks had a lot of good special guests spots. He was in like every season for a while there. Hank Scorpio. He did. That's definitely one of the best ones. I'm trying to think of other special guests.
I think mine was, and there was multiple special guests on the episode, it was the Hullabalooza episode.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
Cypress Hill was like my favorite.
that was
perfectly combined, like the music I was into at that time and The Simpsons. So like it was the perfect crossover. But Cypress Hill's part was just fucking hilarious.
What was it, Cypress Hill? Did you order the Symphony?
Yeah.
Possibly While High, Cypress Hill. We're looking in your direction.
Wait, was the Hullabaloo? That was that the same one with the or was that a separate?
Smashing Pumpkins. No. Peter Frampton, Sonic Youth.
Damn, what was... I can't think of the damn name.
He did the Freak Show shit.
Oh, Spinal Tap was a separate episode, wasn't it?
Spinal Tap was a different episode, yes. Yeah. I just watched that one.
All
the
hell
day.
Are deflated overlord.
Yes. That was one of the best lines, for sure. And then from the Hullabaloo's episode, one of my favorite lines there... was when Billy Corgan Smashing Pumpkins, and then Homer Simpson smiling politely. That's always been one of my favorite lines.
So that's your favorite guest. So that's a culmination of guests. Because I know 50 Cent was on there, but that's not one of my favorite ones. I'm just trying to think.
His episode was good. He got a
it
good
It was
episode.
A good one, but I'm trying to think of other guests. I like... when Danny DeVito's on there.
What did he do?
Where was it not Danny DeVito?
It was his brother.
Right? Yeah, it was his brother.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
With the...
he was Homer's brother.
Yeah, that's right.
He did...
That's not Danny DeVito, is it?
No, it's not.
No,
right.
Who is it? Not Danny DeVito. Yeah, it is.
Rodney Dangerfield?
No.
No, I think it...
No. I can't remember who it is. It's not Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito is on The Simpsons.
Hell, I don't know.
I thought
I'm
it
sure
was his brother.
At some
brother.
Point, Danny DeVito has probably been on The Simpsons. But I don't think he's Homer's brother, though.
I think you're right, Smithy. Hold on.
The internet will know.
Herb?
Yeah.
Who did his voice? I am Simpsons stalling. Come on. Why is it not showing? Motherfucker.
You were not fast enough with the internet.
Nope. Paul McCartney. It was Danny DeVito. You're right.
It was Danny DeVito. Right on.
Yep. I thought so.
All right.
And that was he wasn't the inventor.
Yes.
Of the car. Yes,
Of the car.
Yeah, well, he let Homer help him invent the car, and it ruined him.
Which also, if I had a working webcam right now, I would show you my really cool Hot Wheel of the Homer 3 car that he made.
And you didn't know it was Danny DeVito.
Yeah. There needs to be a horn here, 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 and here, because when you're mad, you can never find the horn.
That's one of one of my earliest remembrance. One of the ones that stand out to me. I thought that was because he came back a couple times, I believe.
Yeah, he did.
So he was more of a recurring thing, but the
But
that I would say that one just because it popped into my head freshly.
Sorry that I questioned your.
It's okay.
You your son of a bitch.
Knowledge.
Yeah,
I know.
So
something.
Al Brooks did a lot of good. Guest spots, I felt like in the early seasons. So, and he was in the movie too.
Yeah.
That's my answer.
Awesome. I guess we're coming up here on 2 hours.
We are
at least in record time. Yeah, kind of more.
Oh yeah, it's 1:20.
Trying to think if there's anything additional that we haven't covered. I don't think there is. The only other little bit that I think we could cover and we may have missed, and just because they're in my head and I was thinking about it with Homer's brother, the jingles, they're in specific to the show, not real products like Mr. Plow.
Yeah,
the commercials, Canyon Arrow, that always
Canyon Arrow.
Were there?
That was the best one.
Yeah, it was.
That's
Canyon Arrow is the fucking best.
That's what I was thinking of with Danny DeVito, but I forgot it was a separate car that they did. So yeah, Canyon Arrow, Mr. Plow, Mr. Plow.
That was awesome. That was my favorite part of the episode so far.
name again is Mr. Plow. Yeah, were there any other? I'm sure there were other little jingles.
Mr. Plow just always makes me think of, not quite a jingle, but Mr. Sparkle. That always that episode, was one of my favorites. Too. Mr. Sparkle. Sparkle.
Yeah. Yeah.
They stole my
face. They revisited that a couple times through have the they? Years as well, yeah.
Well, you see it in the background a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, they always did a really good job on like stuff in the background. Especially when they go down to their basement. Anytime they walk down to the basement, like it's a gold mine for like callbacks to previous jokes.
Oh,
there's always stuff sitting so down
I'll
there.
I'll have to go back
like,
and revisit.
Haven't seen that in 10 years.
I'll have to go back and revisit it now that we've been talking. Which is good. That's good, and that's why we do this, and hopefully it encourages others to go back and revisit as well, because it's definitely a show that is just as good today, even though I haven't watched it recently, but as it was 30 years ago on the day it debuted, and I don't
see... the old episodes, yes. I wouldn't say that it's as good today as it used to be.
Yeah,
I'm but saying, to watch what you used to watch, your nostalgia is correct.
I'm saying time frame wise, just as good as then. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's it. That's the Simpsons Spectacular, ladies and gentlemen.
I hope that was spectacular enough for everyone.
We've done it. I know we spent a good portion of the show talking about ICP or psychopathic and juggalo stuff.
We certainly did.
Always.
And Primus and stuff. But that's all right. It's all in the good. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Before we head out of here, because yes, it's closing time. One last call for alcohol.
Closing time.
There you go. Yeah, we got you singing. All right, that's what it's about. It's good times here at the Unknown Podcast. So, Brandon, where can we find you at and all your good stuff that you got?
You'll be able to find me in my bed watching the Canyon Era episode. That's what I'm about to be doing. Captain Howdy 1027 on Twitter and Instagram.
Awesome. And you, Scott?
Find me at the Garbage Bin, Twitter and Instagram.
And you can find me at INC Smoothie on Instagram and Twitter, typically with an underscore on both of those platforms. You can find me here on the YouTubes at INC Smoothie Entertainment. And also you can visit our Facebook page. I don't have the exact Facebook link off my head, but go search out the Unknown Podcast, and there is also a group that's associated with that. If you so choose to join in the discussion, let's build a community up together and talk about all this wonderful Simpsons stuff and Canyon Arrows and thoughts for upcoming episodes and stuff.
Yeah, so if you're listening to this and you haven't hit the like button yet, go hit the like button.
Hit the like button. Yeah. Be notified of when we go live. Yes. I know it's a little late. Maybe sometime
in the
future
it'll
change.
Follow us at the Unknown Pod on the Twitter.
Follow us at Unknown Pod at the Twitter. Follow or visit and check out the most updated shows at the Unknown Pod, just Pod, right?
Yeah, theunknownpod.com and howdyinc.com. Follow at howdyinc on Twitter.
And follow
and what other fucking links do we do? I hope you wrote this all down because there's a shit ton of things you have to start following.
We got the Unknown Wrestling Podcast. We got
look at it go.
We got that episode.
Unknown Podcast. We got Howdy Radio, The Next Generation. Shout outs once again, of course, to our homies Keezy and Enz over at Iconoclash.
We're gonna do a crossover.
We're gonna
soon.
Do a crossover
yeah,
soon.
Crossover episode.
So that should
be
good.
It.
And
we might have to do it a different day if that's the case, I'm assuming.
We'll figure it out. We'll make it work.
Yeah. And
that's going to do it for this episode, the 11th episode. Any final thoughts? Any closing thoughts?
I have to pee.
All right.
Can't stop the Simpsons.
You can't stop the Simpsons. And I'm going to say, Canyon Arrow. Good night.
Have a good night. Bye.
The Unknown Podcast.